In 1942, although work on Germany's existing aircraft carriers had been paused for quite some time, the crippling of Bismarck by carrier aircraft, followed by numerous other carrier attacks on various capital ships, both Allied and Axis, drove a resurgence in the idea that the Kriegsmarine should have not just one or two, but many aircraft carriers, if only to defend their few remaining capital ships, if nothing else. While this in part would lead to the resumption of work on the carrier Graf Zeppelin, elsewhere there was a broad net cast looking for other ships to convert into carriers. Caught up in this would be the near-complete heavy cruiser Seydlitz and a number of ocean liners of varying size. One of them was the extremely large ocean liner Europa. Displacing over 55,000 tons and only a single large bus length off of being 1,000 feet long, she could potentially make for a carrier that would be even larger than the purpose-built Graf Zeppelin. She was already in Kriegsmarine hands, having been used since the start of the war mostly as an accommodation vessel, with some notional plans to use her as an extremely large and potentially sacrificial troop transport during Operation Sea Lion before that was cancelled. And the initial plans drawn up for her called for a speed of about 27 knots, which was roughly what she was capable of as a liner anyway, a standard displacement of about 44,000 tons, a considerable drop from her displacement as a liner, mostly due to the fact they'd be cutting off all the superstructure and hollowing out much of the interior, and she would be armed with half a dozen twin 105mm or 4.1-inch guns, almost two dozen 37mm guns, again in twin mounts, and up to three dozen 20mm guns, this time in quadruple mounts. Despite a vast hangar projected at over 58,000 square feet, which, if you're interested, is actually well in excess of even an Essex-class fleet carrier at the time, the air group, at least as far as the sources I can find say, was planned to be comparatively tiny, at just 42 aircraft, two dozen Bf-109 fighters and 18 Junkers 87 dive bombers, which would also potentially be able to drop torpedoes. Although, whether this was simply because the air group hadn't actually really entirely been thought through at this point, or perhaps the Kriegsmarine just didn't think Goering would actually let them have any more aircraft, remains unknown, unless there's something in a German source that I missed that people can comment down below. But, assuming this was the actual air group, it would have at least kept the air crews and maintenance technicians fit as they walked for the approximately three business days it would take them to get between individual aircraft. But, almost as fast as the plans began, they ran into a rather major problem, something that bedeviled even German dedicated warship designs at the time: stability. It turned out, with this particular ship, that if you slapped the hangar on top of the main deck, then once you'd added the flight deck, the armament, the island and the funnel, the ship was far too top-heavy and would simply roll over. Even adding bulges wouldn't help all that much, as although they would make the ship wider and thus theoretically more stable, it would also make the ship float considerably higher in the water, which cancelled out the benefits of the increased width because now all that heavy weight was even higher away from the waterline. Conversely, if you cut into the ship's main structure to embed the hangar partially or fully below the main deck, the ship became stable again, but with such a large amount of internal structure cut away, including its main strength deck, it became far too weak to survive the stresses of, you know, actually being out at sea. Unable to solve this particular quandary, design work was cancelled at the end of 1942, with efforts redirected to the conversion of other ships that didn't pose quite as many issues. As a result, the vessel was still essentially in the state she'd been in at the start of the war when the conflict ended, and so she was commissioned as USS Europa and used as a troop ship to help bring US troops back home. Once that mission was done, she was then allocated to France as compensation for the wartime loss of SS Normandie, although initial efforts to refit her in France were not particularly helped by a storm that sent her crashing into the wreck of another French ocean liner that had yet to be cleared from the port she was in. But eventually she managed to return to service in a civilian guise as the SS Liberté in 1950, and she went on to serve for just over a decade in this role before she was scrapped at the start of the 1960s.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.